from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Barrel bombs killing civilians again in Aleppo. At least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in another barrel bomb attack on Thursday in the neighboring district, where 15 people, among them 11 children, lost their lives. The Syrian government and its Russian ally are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo, according to the Observatory for Human Rights. The government denies it uses barrel bombs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov have failed to get the stalled intra-Syrian peace talks back on track. Lisa Schlein reports from the site of the meeting in Geneva.
The U.S. and Russia are putting a positive spin on a long day of intense discussions about Syria, calling them productive and constructive. But their disappointment in not having achieved their goal of getting the country's warring factions back to the negotiating table was clearly visible. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says neither he nor Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are happy about the breakdown of the cessation of hostilities agreement, which subsequently led to the breakdown of the Syrian peace talks. Kerry says they may differ about the causes for the rupture, but both agree more work is needed to revive the deal and make it enforceable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.